Okay, so I'm on with some brothers. We're going to be talking about some various topics, and hopefully this will be edifying to us and anyone else listening. What do you got for us today, Brother Zelos?
So I've got a scripture. I'm actually working on another study now where I'm working my way through the entire New Testament, and then I actually want to go back to the prophets, to the Old Testament, and show how the gospel was portrayed and taught in every single book of the New Testament and how it was foretold by the prophets.
Nice.
And then I came across this one passage, and I'd like to discuss it. So it's Mark 2, 21 and 22. It's in other gospels as well. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filleth it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. So, would it be out of line to say that that is talking about being born from above and how it must be made anew?
Yeah, what verse did you start with?
Verse 2.
Oh, you started with...
Sorry. Mark 2, verse 21. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, let me just read it here in my mind.
There's other passages in Scripture that have it in different places.
Yeah, yeah. I think 21 and 22 definitely are an archetype of the new birth. Because... first, you see a piece of new cloth on an old garment, and it's going to take up because it's going to, the rent will be made worse because it's going to stretch and do different things than the old garment will. And then he's talking about putting new wine into old bottles, and that makes sense because if you know anything about making wine back then, they used to use like animal stomachs, if you can believe that. And or leather pouches, but a lot of times they use like animal organs, and the new wine as it ferments would burst it, an old one, because it doesn't have as much elasticity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can't. Basically, the new wine as it ferments gives off gases and stuff, and then the old basically skin doesn't stretch. It's not flexible or anything, so it'll just tear and burst open.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I definitely think you can make the theological connection to the old man, the fleshly body, and then the Spirit of God coming in, and the two are not compatible, even though they do exist together. They have to, because we're carrying this tent around, and we're never going to completely master our flesh on this side of eternity, but it's not consistent to continue to live the same type of old life, and that old life has to die for the new life to come through, for the new creation and the new spirit and the spirit that's in us. What do you say about that, Brother Akuo?
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. And a thought just popped in my head when you said fermenting wine gives off gases. It's like when the Spirit puts new wine in our new bottles, when we get rid of the old bottles, when we purge ourselves from it, that new wine ferments inside of us, and it gives off gas that comes out, and it kind of like, as it ferments, as it grows older, the more it comes out, I guess, so more from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, kind of. I had that kind of a thought pop in, but
You're kind of making a connection to like living water type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up some of the words for new wine. Talks about it in Matthew as well. Matthew 9:17. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles. The bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Same thing. Verse 16, he's talking about a new piece of cloth. It's kind of the companion verse to it.
Yeah, and something to think about is basically another example of, if we would say the old cloth and the old bottle would be our old lives and who we are before Christ, and then the new wine would basically be the Spirit within us, if we're not made anew through Christ, then basically it doesn't work. It's kind of almost like trying to change the outside but not the inside. It will end up tearing your life in half.
Yeah.
You need to basically be made anew. And what will end up happening is it doesn't work. People who try to walk in the spirit, but yet they don't let go of the flesh and are made fully anew, it ends up kind of destroying them, and it'll just burst. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
So that's just an interesting thought about the new birth and how everything must be made anew. Our old life and the spirit within us, like renewing me a clean heart and giving me a new spirit. Or how does that verse go? I'm just paraphrasing here from the Psalms. Kind of like everything must be made new
right.
for it to work, or the conflict is ultimately going to cause destruction.
Right. I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 5:17, where he says, all things become new. We can't hold on to our old life. In fact, someone just said to me today when I was talking to them, said, we cannot hold to any part of our old life, that all of it must go. If we hold on to any of it, it becomes like the rich man holding on to his goods. It becomes a burden. It becomes an idol. It becomes leaven. So yeah, we got to purge everything from our old life. Otherwise, it's going to create, it's just not consistent with the new life of a Christian. How about marriage? Isn't it, we always use the example, isn't it the same way? When you get married, your old life passes away. Old relationships, old thoughts about living your life separate on your own, all that kind of stuff. All that passes away and your whole life becomes new with that new person. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
That's another good example of it.
Yeah, and then I was also thinking about that's the new wine in old bottles. But then he also says this, you can't put a piece of new cloth on an old garment, or it's just going to make the rent worse. And kind of what I was thinking is, so when people, these are almost people who we might consider false converts or something like that, when they basically just try to take something of the gospel or a changed life or the spirit of God or the word of God, and they've got all this sin, they don't have a changed heart, they're not made anew, but then they just kind of try and slap on this like band-aid patch on top of all of that. It doesn't work, because it's just going to eventually get worse, because they can't do it you can't serve, please God, in the flesh.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to just slap a piece of new cloth on the rent in your old garment, it's just going to make it worse. It doesn't work, and it can't work. But some people, like, we see that often, how people just insist on trying that, don't they?
Yeah, it's not consistent with each other. It's like, it's trying to merge two things that are opposite and opposed. They just don't go together. It reminds me of kind of the concept of, like, what is it, Amos? I think it's Amos 3, where it talks about two cannot go in the same direction unless they agree, that type of mindset, holding hands. Unless they are going in the same direction, you can't hold hands and go in the opposite direction, is the whole concept. And it's kind of like things must mesh together in our lives, and there must be a bond, there must be a unity, it must be working according to God's ordained ways. So new wine and new skins, and old cloth or new cloth on old garments don't work, but God's way is to renew all things, and that's how it works best.
Yeah, amen.
So that's how it works best.
That's kind of the scripture I had thinking about that, and there's some meat in there about how to teach us discernment. Like when you see somebody and they basically have their old life, and they basically remain fundamentally unchanged. They don't have the regenerated heart and the new life and a new creation. And they just try to stick on, oh, let's say I'm going to try biblical dress, or let's say I live in pagan holidays and practices. One or two things of like the new cloth that they just want to slap onto their old life, but they're not actually changed. It's just eventually going to come out, and the rent is going to be made worse.
Yeah,
like it kind of helps you with discerning situations almost. So, what thoughts did you guys have on that, Brother Cool?
thoughts on that, Luke 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So you have to, yeah, like we've been talking about, completely purge it out, all of it, purge it out. Even hate your own life, your old lost life. And you have to be completely made new in Christ. Like, he has to give you a new bottle, a new garment. And, yeah, you can't just slap, like, a Band-Aid onto it. It'll just make you into a hypocrite after a while. People, and you'll absolutely destroy the name of Christ, and it'll be worse for you in the end that you did that, so.
Yeah, let's take this in a kind of a, maybe a little bit different direction. So, with the Lord as our focus, our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, means salvation. What does he bring when we're talking about new? So let's look at some verses about this. Ready? Luke 22:20. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup, is the New Testament in my body, which is shed for you. So he brings us a new covenant. Paul says in Hebrews, it's a better covenant. So now we have a new covenant. So we're thinking about what Christ brings. How about John 13:34? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So that's interesting. There's another new. And then, Romans 6:4, what does Christ bring us? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism in death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So we see all this new connected to Christ. And then, since we're going to be studying Revelation soon, let's go right there. Well, actually, let me read Ephesians 2:15. So Christ, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make himself twain one new man, so making peace. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, which is after God created in righteousness. So this is what Christ is bringing us, this new. Colossians 3:10, put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge and image of him that created him. And then Hebrews 8:8 talks about, behold, the days will come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. This is going along with the new wine and the new garment. And then, like I talked about, we're going to be going into Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, ready? Talking about new. This will encourage you. Revelation 2:17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the ecclesia, the bodies. To him that overcometh will I give to him to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving that he that receive it. So I like that, because as a body, we kind of have that concept of, we all kind of took new biblical names. Somebody gave us a name with a real meaning of our new life. So that's kind of another angle at this, isn't it? We got rid of our old names in the body and how we perceive ourselves for new names, did we not, brothers?
Oh yeah.
Is that, I have a question, is the old James consistent with the new Tupos?
Well, our old has passed away and all things are made new in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. I love that. He shall go out no more. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. He's going to make Jerusalem all new, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Look at how new all these things that Christ does that are new. Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. Revelation 14:3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. Have you pondered this, brothers? God's going to purge the earth by fire, and he's going to create a brand new earth. That's pretty interesting. Revelation 21:2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And last one, Revelation 21:5, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write these words, for these words are true and faithful. That verse there is a great backup verse, Revelation 21:5, for 2 Corinthians 5:17, because you'll get people, whether it's like the no divorce and remarriage people, that say, oh, no, not everything's made new, but not that thing. And it's another backup verse that when you're in Christ, all things become new. Paul says it, Revelation says it, so I just wanted to bring that concept since you brought that up about the new wine and the new patch on old clothes. Our God's a worker of new things, is he not?
Yeah, that's the entire point of the regeneration and the rebirth. It's to make us a new heart and a new mind that's not after the old fallen sinful one.
Amen. Absolutely true. Any thoughts on any of those scriptures I shared or anything else on what you're talking about, new wine, new patches on old garments? Well, real quick, the wedding feast, that guy did not come prepared with a garment. Kind of makes you think that probably people coming were preparing themselves, and a lot of them probably had, I'm just going to maybe assume, maybe new garments for a special wedding feast. What do you think?
Probably. You weren't wearing your work clothes anyway.
Exactly. You aren't wearing your old... You're not wearing your old rags. Yeah, exactly. For something like that. So, anything else on what Brother Zelos brought up?
I think we covered it pretty well. Nothing's coming to mind for me.
That's just... All things are made new. That just opened up a whole nother viewpoint on it, but
yeah,
a lot of awesome promises we have to look forward to. So, that's Jesus teaching about the new birth and how it has to be new. And I think it's good for people who are just at this thresh. I probably think it'd be a good verse to cover with people when we cover the gospel. Like, I'm just thinking about this, when we cover the gospel and what it means to be born again, I think we ought to start covering that verse with them and explain to them that being born again doesn't mean you just try to patch on some new things from the new covenant onto your old life, or try to basically retain your old wine sack, so to speak, because it's just going to tear you in half and it's not going to work. It's probably a good warning and a good lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. So.
Yeah, you could add that on when you talk about being born from above, because that's the whole process, and that God makes you a new creation, so that's where you could splice that right in.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts on it.
Awesome. Good job, brothers. I'm going to end that audio. We'll make that a separate one, because sometimes it's good to have separate audio, so... That will be edifying, and we'll... What are we titling this one, Brother Zelos?
New wine.
New wine in old skins doesn't work? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Good. Is it the script? I didn't think of a title.
Yep. Good job, brothers.